Yeah, we're delighted. Look at finals, you know, weren't never the prettiest, you know. I don't know what it was like from the sideline, you know, with them conditions, you know. It might have been the prettiest game of football that these two teams could produce, like, you know, but I felt we pulled away nicely, you know. We came back out at half time, it was fairly even Stevens up until that, you know.
Going in at half time, you were 2 points down, I suppose, but there was a huge breeze here in Ardra.
There was a heavier breeze in the first half. It did die a bit in the second half, but I think it was Tomas got a crucial score. We got two scores in the first half, you know, and it just kept us in touch, you know, and they didn't rack up too much, thank God, you know, for our point of view. Like, they got a goal, and we were a bit hairy at that stage, you know, and we thought, if we can hold on here now and keep the score low, we'll get a rattle at it in the second half with the win. And that's the way it turned out, you know, when they came out strong in the second half. Now, in fairness, we only had really a good 10 minutes of what we can play, you know. With 10 minutes,
we're all worried about that statement there. But talk to us about that first half performance. And I know you're just buttering over it, but I'm not buying that, Kevin, because right. It was a really good defensive play. You know, you had to really think about what you're going to do against the breeze. And suppose that was tactics before any ball was thrown, and you just went against the breeze.
Did I? Well, now, there was a bit of discussions. Me and the captain were in disagreement. I wanted to go the other way, and the hierarchy and the team decided to go the other way, and we went with that, you know. So yeah. I'm glad they did. And then now, so look, at the goal would have disappointed us, because we thought we'd done enough to keep it nice and tight in the first half, you know. And like, they played most of their football around, you know, it was well outside the 45, you know, and we were happy enough with that, you know. But then a few danger men down the wings, and they eventually did get a goal out of it, like, you know. But no, I was quite happy with the first half. It set us up nicely, you know, and we had to go at it in the second half, you know, and it was a nice bit of pressure on us to come out and start playing, and they did, thank God.
And suppose, speaking of Jack beforehand, you know, the five in a row, it comes with a stigma. People are expecting you to win, and suppose that's a dangerous place to be, Kevin, at times. But your side, so huge maturity there tonight.
Well, we never mentioned no five in a row. Like, you know, it wasn't even mentioned in the camp. You know, it was nothing to do with us. You know, that's for outside people to talk about. We had a job to do, come and win a game, is the way we looked at it, you know. And it happens to be five, which is a tremendous achievement for the club. We're delighted for it, like, you know. There's the jukebox. But we're delighted with that, you know, the five in a row, and all the management and players have gone through, you know, and helped us get us to this. You know, I'm just another one. I'm the fifth one, you know, with these lads, and they're a great group of lads, you know, and with 12 involved, with senior and reserve. So, you know, the future's bright, we're hoping, you know.
Yeah, and just looking at, suppose I was chatting to Mary Coughlin at half time. We're talking about this 10-year plan. Your 10 years plan there now. I don't know how many years you're into it now, but after, you know, 5 years in a row at minor level, I think it's working, Kevin.
I think it is. I don't know. I like the way other clubs and the media and all about this 10-year plan and all these other kind of tags onto it. Like, yeah. We come out and try to be as good as we can every year, yeah. You know, and we got a lot of good people involved, you know. A good few years back, and steered the ship, and set a lot of good standards, you know. And the standards are good coming through from underage now. And when you see that, like, you know, a lot of the boys coming out of underage, and before they're out of it, they're in senior and reserve teams, you know. So the standard, you know, it is working well now. And look, it's not easy getting coaches. I thought I was swanning off into the sunset, you know, and I'm still here.
I had to read the programme twice when I seen your name, and I heard you're stuck in the middle of it again. But yeah. I suppose refreshing for you to come back. You were on the senior side, you know. You were there for a long time, and you're, you know, coming back into the minor, and suppose you set your own standards in that particular way.
Well, I was at the 16s last year anyway as well, like, and we won the county title there, so I had half of these boys last year, you know. So, and I'm with the 16s this year. And this wasn't part of the plan. It was just wasn't enough numbers in the club, you know, to take this team. And I says, look, I'd take it, and I'm delighted I did, because they're a great, great group, you know.
There's going to be huge celebrations about Donegal Town tonight, no doubt.
Well, I'm supposed to be golfing in the morning. I don't know how that'll go now.